Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news now. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with good news about the COVID rates around here. Seamus?
Yeah, Bob, good morning. And congratulations on Costco giving away the free samples again.
That's right. Very helpful around lunchtime for me.
Yeah, it's a great milestone. Yeah. And got a couple other milestones for you for the COVID-19 numbers. In the city of Chicago, they announced yesterday that we're at the lowest number of cases per day since the very start of it, since March 2020, right when the numbers started to really spike. There was 157 new cases yesterday, and they're down to the positivity rate of 2.2%, which is also the lowest since over a year ago. So everything's pointing in the right direction on that. The city is still obviously pushing people to get vaccinated. They're saying that's absolutely the main reason why we're seeing these big drops. So they're trying to get out to more places and convince more people and try to snuff this out as best they can. But really great numbers. And as we can see, we're seeing it in reopening of businesses and all kinds of life reblossoming in the city and everywhere else.
Yes, it's great. Six Corners redevelopment in Old Irving Park is moving ahead. What's going on? What's the latest with that?
Sure. You know, the Six Corners area of the northwest side is really getting it's a couple of huge projects right at the intersection that everyone's hoping it's going to reboost that area, which, you know, used to be one of the busiest shopping districts in the city outside of downtown. This latest one could be the big one for that area. This is the old Sears right at the corner. It's at 4730 West Irving, and it's been vacant for 3 years now, and it was sort of on its last legs for a long time. Old Art Deco building. There was a big community meeting just late last week where the developer and the alderman showed off the plans to the public. They're going to keep the facade of the Art Deco Sears to keep that feeling in the neighborhood, but they're going to tear everything else down, including an addition behind it, and build a very large apartment building with retail on the ground floor. There's a park on the top. There's a rooftop deck on the top, a lot of landscaping. You know, that area is a very concrete heavy area. It's, you know, built for cars. So they're trying to build things that people can walk to as well and bring a little bit more life and vitality to the neighborhood. So still a work in progress, but it got a pretty good reviews, and it's a tough crowd up there. So they got pretty good reviews from the crowd that saw it. So you know, we could see construction, you know, sometime within the next year.
I drove by there the other day. There's a lot of land and a lot going on there. And let's see, the Sears was at 4730 West Irving Park, and then they've got this building going up at 4747 Irving Park, which is going to be a 10-story senior living facility. So they're going to have some traffic issues to deal with. They do already, don't they?
Right. Yes. Anyone that's tried to get through that intersection knows it's it could take some time. And now it's going to be now there's going to be some cranes there. There's going to be a lot of work going on there. But ironically, that's the goal is to get more traffic there, particularly so foot traffic and get people shopping to these stores. So, but yes, for a while though, there's going to be a lot of construction there as they pump some new life into that area right around Cicero.
And we've got a mystery going on the south side in Woodlawn. Tow trucks are dropping wrecked cars, and nobody knows why. Have you found out anything about this?
Right. I think this is going to be one of those developing stories that we'll have to keep an eye on. But residents in the Woodlawn neighborhood on the south side, yes, have been complaining to us and to the aldermen and to the city and to the police about wrecked cars just showing up, some in vacant lots, but sometimes just on city streets. And they're not, we've got a bunch of photos at blockclubchicago.org, but they're not just beaters. You know, these are cars that have been in accidents, you know, airbags deployed, some of them stripped. And, you know, the neighbors say what they're seeing is some unmarked tow trucks that come and they just, you know, quietly dump these in lots all around. One guy told us he's got 10 on his block. And the suspicion is that some of these tow companies maybe have full lots and they're using these city streets as sort of part-time storage. Sometimes these wrecks disappear after a while, but sometimes they stay, and it's really starting to aggravate. It's been aggravating the neighbors. So the streets and sand is getting involved. The police are on it, but it's a mystery for now. You know, checking with the tow companies to see if they've got any any guesses on who's doing it. But the neighbors are on it. They're working with Alderman Jeanette Taylor. They were complaining to her at a ward meeting just a few days ago. She acknowledged there's an uptick in these wrecked, some of them stolen cars around town. So really trying to clean that up and get some of these wrecked cars out of there. You need Victory Auto Wreckers to come and pick them up for us.
Yeah, we'll ask Dean Richards if he can help. What's interesting is abandoned vehicles anywhere around the Chicago area can be reported to Streets and Sanitation by calling 311. But Streets and Sand says the city has actually seen a decrease in those calls regarding abandoned vehicles. So maybe people don't know they can call.
Yes, that's a good point. You can do it. Call to 311. And this area, it's particularly focused on the Woodlawn area. The Streets and Sand said citywide they're down, but Alderman Jeanette Taylor said for sure they're seeing a lot more in Woodlawn. So 311 if you want to call and report one.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thanks. You have a good day.
Okay, Bob. Thanks. You too.